So we are reading today the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and we are on the sixth chapter of the Madhya Lila, verse 93. So I will read two verses, and the 95 we will read together. The Bhattacharya said, "We are just having a discussion among friends and considering the point described in the scriptures. Do not become angry. I am simply speaking on the strength of the Shastras. Please don't take any offense." So you remember all this discussion take place? Yes or not? Yes, okay. So, text 94. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is certainly a great uncommon devotee, but we cannot accept him as an incarnation of Lord Vishnu because, according to Shastras, there is no incarnation in this age of Kali. Text 95. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki. Another name of Lord Vishnu is Sri Yuga because there is no incarnation of Lord Vishnu in Kali Yuga. Indeed, there is the verdict of the revealed scriptures. I will repeat again. Another name of Lord Vishnu is Sri Yuga because there is no incarnation of Lord Vishnu in Kali Yuga. Indeed, this is the verdict of the revealed scriptures. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is known as Sri Yuga, which means that he is manifested in three yugas. However, this means that in the age of Kali, the Lord appears not directly, but in disguise. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Verse 38. Itamni Chigat Rishideva Jasava Rataher Lokan Vibhava Yasi Hamsi Jagat Pratipam Dharmama Purusha Pasi Yuga Nuvritam Chanakaro Yada Barvastri Yugotat Satram. My Lord, you kill all the enemies of the world in your multifarious incarnation in the families of men, animals, demigods, rishis, aquatics, and so on. Thus, you illuminate the worlds with transcendental knowledge. In the age of Kali, O Mahapurush, you sometimes appear in a covered incarnation. Therefore, you are known as Sri Yuga, one who appears in only three yugas. Sridhar Sridhar Swami also verified that Lord Vishnu appears in the age of Kali but does not act as he does in other ages. Lord Vishnu incarnates for two purposes, Paitranaya Sadunam Vinchanaya Chaduskritam. That is, he comes to engage in pastimes with his devotees and to annihilate the demons. These purposes are visible in the Satya, Treta, and Dwapara Yugas, but in Kali Yuga, the Lord appears disguised. He does not directly kill demons and give protection to the faithful because the Lord is not directly perceived in Kali Yuga, but he is directly known in the other three yuga. His name is Sri Yuga. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Ganangara Sarakaya Shakshulimitamyena Tasme Shigurave Onsha Karpato Vyasha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shrasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Pashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivinanta Zvamini Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Goravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Shunyavedi Paschatya Desha Tarine. So, the evidence here is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam at many places, but it's not only in this place. There is many, many evidences in the scriptures, in the Atharva Veda, in the Rig Veda, in the Upanishad, in the Mahabharata, in the and many more. So we have to understand that here Sawabhauma Bhattacharya is known as a great pandit, but he received a lesson from a devotee who is not well known as he is. So interestingly, Sawabhauma Bhattacharya is known to having achieved a Vedanta philosophy. But he does not know really that the Lord is incarnate in the Kali Yuga, in a covered way. So he's lacking of knowledge. And later it will be said in this chapter that he does not really take interest in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Why? It's really simple. It's because he's a Mayavadi. For him, varieties, personality of Godhead, opulences are not at all interesting. What he wants is knowledge, knowledge of the absolute truth in Advaita way. He's following the Kevala Advaita Vadi of Shankaracharya. That means he's in the monism. He's attracted by the pure unvariegatedness of the Supreme. So, Vadantita Tadvam Vidas, Tadvam Nyajganyam Hadvayam, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Shabdhyate. This verse is well known. And Bhagavad Gita, it is quoted by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says there is three steps toward the realization. And here, Sawabhauma Bhattacharya is represent the first knowledge of the absolute supreme truth. And what we can see is that is teach but a common devotee, if we can say a common devotee. There is many people who knows at this time Chaitanya as the supreme absolute truth. Indeed, Gopinath Acharya is the step son, we say it like this in a step son. Son-in-law of Sawabhauma Bhattacharya. But Sawabhauma Bhattacharya has a father, and this father was a was a friend of the grandfather of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this means there is some relation between them. And when Sawabhauma Bhattacharya will later know that, oh, he's from Nilambara Chakravarti Thakur families. I know him because my father was a really friend with him at school. So Nilambara Chakravarti Thakur was the grandfather of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was also the father of Sita, Mother Sachi Devi. And he was the actual astrologer who described how the Lord is taking place in this age. And so he revealed to Jagannath Mishra that his son is not a common person. In truth, he has all the sign upon his body. That means he has the chakra, he has the flag, he has the tridents, he has the conch, and so on. So if Sawabhauma Bhattacharya was a little bit more acknowledged in all of this, he would really see immediately that this uncommon personality who is expressing so much sattvika bhav, so much anubhav, so much devotional ecstasy physically, I will notice that this is the Supreme Personality because there is sign who can distinguish him. Nobody can pose himself as an incarnation. There should be a prophecy in the scripture. It should be written, oh, you appear. And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was well described. But it's not only him, it's also before him. Srimad Bhagavatam, for example, described the advent of Lord Buddha. No? And other scriptures are saying, for example, in the Nectar of Devotion from Srila Rupa Goswami, it says that why Buddha came here. Buddha came here because in the previous ages, the woman of the devas were alone. Why? Because there were so many sacrifices in the previous yugas that the devas were always on earth attending to those sacrifices. So the wives of the devas, of the suras, they were deprived of their husband. So they cursed, in a way, Lord Vishnu to appear in the Kali Yuga and to erase all kinds of sacrifices. So, yeah, it's possible to actually curse the Lord, even if we are a devotee. It's happening too in the Ramayana. It's described that, oh, Rama has been cursed by one of the Sapta Rishi. Because in the beginning of the creation, the Satya Yuga, one of the Sapta Rishi has a wife. And this wife was killed by Lord Vishnu because she was also linked with the demon. And in reaction of this, the Rishi, he cursed Lord Vishnu to know the same pain that he has endured. That means you have to come as Rama without being separate as his wife. So, yes, the time it happens. It happens that the Lord has been cursed, but what is the purpose of that? It's always to increase his lila. It's always to increase the propensity of his activities and the happiness of these devotees. In the same ways, so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is here used as a tool to show to the world, oh, Srimad Bhagavatam is important. Oh, devotional scriptures are the real conclusion, and how the Mayavadis, the philosophical speakers cannot understand the real truth if they have not bhakti. Because in Srimad Bhagavatam, we know in the second verse, Dharma Projita Ketavotra. This wonderful Bhagavatam is not here to cheat us. He will present the Supreme Absolute Truth in every aspect. And only those who are devotees can really understand the purport. So it says really soon in the Srimad Bhagavatam that if you want to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, it has to be received from an authentic guru. And what is who? What, why Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is lacking? He's not lacking association. He has his son-in-law, Gopinathacharya, who is a great devotee of the Lord. So he has association, he has the mercy. But he has not the mercy in a way that he can take shelter. Why? Because knowledge has put a drought on his heart. Knowledge means love of the Supreme can only be experimented in the Mayavadi understanding without relation. But the Supreme for a devotee, and what the same scripture says, is Yadvetat Raso Vesa. That means Rasa, relation. We are supposed to be two. Ve, excellence. Sat, eternal. So the Supreme is the representative of all relations in all excellences with bliss and eternity. But rasa is not there in Mayavadi philosophy. So for them, happiness means to be alone, means to merge with the Supreme. But this understanding is drying the heart. Why? Because I cannot relate anymore to people. They say Om Namo Narayana. When they see someone, they see the Supreme. But they see only one thing. And all variegatedness which is present in the life disappear. So all what the Supreme gives to us to relate with him, to enjoy with him, disappear. So he's neglecting the sweetness of the Lord. And in the same way, his heart will be dry. So if you think about that, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya will be teach by Chaitanya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya will teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during 7 days after. Is there anything happening like that? Yes, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's happening like that also. Shukadev Goswami explained to Parikshit Maharaj, bhakti and devotional service is the supreme way to establish ourselves with the Supreme. But here, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya kind of representing Shukadev Goswami, but before he has took initiation and advices from Vyasadev. So he's Atmaram, but without the bhakti. So what happens? I say a little bit what happened before, what will happen after. And it says that after 7 days of teaching, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I'm just confused. I understand the verse, I understand the scriptures, but your explanation confuses me. Why? Because there is no devotional purport and understanding from the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And because the scripture says with evidence, multiple evidence, that the Supreme is a person, they have to neglect that in so many ways, do jugglery words. So this is representing the teaching of Shukadev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, but here Shukadev Goswami is not qualified, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will teach him devotional service. And after that, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya will be qualified as a devotee. He will take shelter of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Why? Because he does know that after Buddha came Shankaracharya, his mentor, the one who is establishing the philosophy of the Vedanta for the Mayavadi. And he does not know that Shankaracharya came and he said in the scriptures, in a discussion with Parvati, that he has to come to re-establish teaching of the Vedas. Why? Because after Buddha came, as I said, to erase all the Vedic sacrifices. But Shankaracharya, he has to come back and to re-establish the teaching, the study of the Vedas. And he has the hope that some serious student is will understand the purport of the scriptures, not like he explained, but in the Vaishnava way. So it says, Yadvaita Trasovesa, this Supreme Absolute Truth is the origin of all absolute and blissful relationship. And further, he said, Asami Evayam, Labvadanti Bhavati. That means, is the source of all supreme and blissful things that we can experiment. So if we cut ourselves from the Lord, we will not experiment the bliss. It's said in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma, Bhuta, Prasanatma, Natrukshati, Nakangshati, that we understand that in the state of Brahma, we already experiment some peacefulness, some bliss. But after that, there is we should be engaged in the Lord. Otherwise, there is this verse in the 11th canto, Haruya Krishna Param Param Tata, Nadrita Patantiado Yushmadangraya. If I do not worship the Lord in the position of the Brahma Buddha, I will fall down. Fall down, why? Because there is not enough activity, not enough a pleasure to keep me in this state, in this motion of non-duality. So, Cheto, Chetana, Chetananam, Nityanit. Yes, this in the Upanishad, it says that the Lord is the source of all consciousness and the source of all eternity. So this is said in many places. Even in the Vedanta, it says, Shakti, Shakti Matayor, Abeda. What does that mean? That means Shakti, Shakti Matayor, the energy and the possessor of the energy, that means Radharani and Krishna, Abeda. They are not different. But still, they say Shakti, it's Shakti Matayor. That means there is an energy and one who possesses the energy. So they are one, but also different. Because of that. But the Mayavadi will not understand that. It says in the Upanishad, Shyamat Shabalam Prapade, Shyamam Shabalach Prapade. That means, if I surrender to Shyama, I will attain Shabala, means Radharani, source of all variegatedness, the supreme energy. If I surrender to Radharani, I will obtain Shyama. But you know how the impersonalists, they translate that? From darkness come light, and from light come darkness. That's what they say. So everything for them is a speculation. They cannot take directly the meaning of all the verses. that means they have to think so much that everything is according to their own speculation, and this is drying their heart. And that's why avyaktim apanam manyantemam abudaya. They lost their intelligence because they cannot really understand the form of Krishna, which is imperishable, which is non-born, even if it takes place in this world. It is really difficult for them to understand. Param bhavam ajananto mamavyayam anutamam. They cannot understand. So what this is, just the verse after this in Bhagavad Gita, they say, Nam prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavrita. They are put under the illusion of yogamaya. Huh? Why? Because this is the right of the Lord to take his devotee towards him, and for the offenders to put them away. Because the Mayavadi, he do this mostly the second offenses, to put the name of Lord Vishnu equal to all other name. But why the scriptures is saying everywhere, it says in the, for example, in the Mahabharata, Maduram, Maduram, Etan Mangara, Mangaranam. Among all the sweetest things, among all the auspicious things, Sakara Nigama Valis Satfaram, the ripe fruits of all the scriptures, Chitsvarupam, which is the essence of the internal. The internal existence of the Lord. Sakridapi parigitam shadaya ilayava. That means sakridapi, only parigitam, once chant. If we chant only once, shadaya ilayava, with faith or even with disdains, that means without faith. Priguvaram, Naramatram, Tarayat Krishnamam. That means, my dear sage Brigu, even if you are a Yavana, even if you chant only one time the Lord of Krishna without faith, you will obtain Tarayat, liberation. So this is said in the Mahabharata, but it says everywhere. So it says, Etat sarvarga haranam ripuni granam param. To conquer the sadvarga haranam, the six enemies of the self, which means the six enemies of the mind. You know all what are the six enemies? Huh? We can say them or not. Last. Greed. Yeah. Intoxication, huh? Also mada, that means intoxication. What is the intoxication of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? The intoxication of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he will say to in this chapter, is because I'm too proud of my knowledge. Jai Shri Radha, Shri Radha Gokulananda ki, Jai Shri Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman ki, Shri Gurintai ki, Jira Prabhupada ki. So, adhyatma mulam, the origin, the root cause of all knowledge, etaddi, who give the intelligence everywhere, is na Vishnu namanukirtanam, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So, if you want to, this verse, it says that if you want to conquer the six enemies of the mind, you have to chant the holy name, because this is the root cause of all spiritual intelligence. So param, if you have to, in order to conquer the greatest enemy, you have to take the greatest tools, and the greatest tools to get off of, to sever the head of our greatest enemies is the holy name of Lord Vishnu. It says everywhere. But for a Mayavadi like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, it's not acceptable. Why? Because for him, he's in the mood of the Panchopasana. That means, I worship the everything, and for them it's just a tool, material tools to absorb myself in the conception of the Lord. But as soon as reach The impersonal aspect, those form of the Lord disappear. I don't care about them. So he's going into the Jagannath temple and he's worshiping Jagannath, but in a way that Jagannath is just this Jagannath has a material body, and from the origin is the impersonal. So there is so many stories in the Chaitanya Charitamrita who was like similar. One story is with Bhagavan Acharya, you know. Bhagavan Acharya has a friend, a brother actually, who is called Gopala Bhattacharya. And Gopala Bhattacharya is a Mayavadi. He has studied all the scriptures, the Nyaya, Patanjali, Mimamsa, Karma, Vaisheshika, Vedanta philosophy. He's well known. Bhagavan Acharya, his brother, actually his grand brother, his elder brother, is a great devotee of the Lord. He invites often Sri Krishna Chaitanya to take prasadam. And he cooks himself. Usually the devotees of the Lord take offer remnants of Lord Jagannath. They do not cook himself. But Bhagavan Acharya has so much love that Sri Krishna let him cook for him. So you can imagine. In one time he says to the Lord, "Please, my Lord, I want to present my brother to you." The Lord knew, okay, he's a Mayavadi. But you know what he did? What the Lord did, he accept. And when he see Gopala Bhattacharya, even if he was angry inside, he acted like if he was happy. Why? Because that Mayavadi was related to one of his devotees. He was appreciated by his devotees. In the same way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was appreciated by his Gopinath Acharya and the devotees. He was rendering service. He was protecting Mahaprabhu when he fell unconscious in the temple of Jagannath. The guard wanted to beat him, to beat Chaitanya, because he was thinking it's a simulation, it's a madman. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he knew, due to his association with Gopinath Acharya, no, this guy actually experiments love of Godhead. I can see his body. He's not an uncommon man. I will protect him. So he arranged with his disciple to protect him and to take him to the house. And after that, he take care of him. In the same way, when the Lord Krishna was with Putana, Putana tried to kill him, but because he was acting as a mother, the Lord accepted her as a mother and not as an enemy. And in the same way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was acting as a father, as a friend, as a servant. And in this way, the Lord did not see his Mayavadi philosophy. And on top of that, he was related to his devotees. He was already pleasing his devotees. So he accepted him. And what happens is the Lord Chaitanya accepted during 7 days to be taught by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Imagine that someone said to you, "Can I teach you philosophy?" And during 7 days he says to you, "You don't exist. Actually, all is illusion. You have no soul, actually. No, you don't exist." Because the Lord, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya tried to say to the Lord, "You don't exist. The Lord is not there." So imagine, you have during 7 days hear that, "No, actually, I'm not there. Everything is false, actually." But it says, "Koi vanayat kapranyat yadesha akash anandonasyat." How can I live in this world if there is no happiness in the ether? How can I live in this world if there is no happiness? It's not possible. So there should be happiness somewhere. And it's not in vanishing myself that I can have happiness. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not impressed and he easily defeated Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So there is a second story related to this event. It's when a poet from Bengal was there to present to the devotees his poetry about Jagannath. And he presented that to the devotees and say, "Wonderful, that's really incredible, you glorify Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath." you should submit that to Svarup Damodar Goswami, because you cannot present this poetry if you don't go first to Svarup Damodar Goswami. So the poet goes to Svarup Damodar. I say, actually, no, someone go in the name of the poet to see Svarup Damodar. He says, no, it's, you become mad. This is rubbish. But insisting, and finally they gather all the devotees together to listen to this poetry. And what happened? The first introduction, verse of the introduction, Svarup Damodar Goswami smash it. Because what he says, it says that the Lord has, Chaitanya is the soul of Lord Jagannath, and he has taken possession of the material body of Lord Jagannath. So for a devotee to hear that the body of Lord Jagannath is material is unacceptable. So he smash him. He say, you cannot say that. You will go into the deepest, to the lower condition, to the hell, if you continue like that. And he correct this poet. And finally, this poet understood his position. Because in front of the greatness of the devotees, we can only appreciate their qualities if we are sincere, if we are intelligent. Actually, Svarma Boma Bhattacharya was intoxicated by many things, but he was enough kind-hearted to accept to take instruction from the devotee. So this, it was his blessing. He still have an opportunity to change. Janmesh Varya Shuta Shibir Edamana Mada Puman Nevarati Abidam Tumve Vamakin Charagocharam. That means Janmesh Varya Shuta Shibir, all the opulences as Janma, the birth, as Shruti, the education, Eshvarya, all the opulences, the wealth, Edamada Mada Puman, Mada, they are acting as an intoxicating. If we possess that, it's intoxicating them, us. So what happened? I cannot come to the Lord with sincere emotion. So better to be poor. Like this, the poor man comes to you, my Lord, and takes shelter of you with sincere desire. And of course, as a devotees, we live in opulent ways. We cannot neglect that. We are in the castle. We eat opulent prasadam. But na nirvino nati shakto, bhakti yogyo sasidida. We are not attached, but we are not detached. We know we are not falgu viragya. We know to engage. So the problem of the mayavadi cannot engage things through the Lord, because there is no relationship with him. He's just detached. He has just the conception that this world is false. So he's missing something. So because mada, intoxication, the highest intoxication for us is pride. And knowledge is churning the pride of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya until the point that even if he has the kindness to listen to the devotees, he's not ready to accept them. Why? Because he's posing as a great spiritual master. He has many disciples. And his position has to be protected. So, I would just want to finish on one last thing before the question, because time is running out. I wanted to, when I prepare this class, I read the chapter, and I understand one thing. There is a verse, Naam Atmana Mashase, Magd Bhakte Sadubir Vina. Shyam Shatan Tikim Brahma, Yesham Gatir Ampara. That means, Naam Atmana Mashase, I don't want to enjoy bliss, Mad Bhakte Sadubir Vina, without my devotees. So the greatest asset from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was to have Gopinath Acharya and his family as a son in law. Because Tirtha Bhutas Vayam Prabhu, Tirthi Kuvanti Tirthani, the devotees, they are like place of pilgrimage. Why? Because they have the Lord in their heart. So whenever they go, they bring the Lord with them. And Gopinath Acharya has the Lord Chaitanya in his heart. So as soon as Sarvabhauma Bhavata Acharya was able to relate with him, Chaitanya was able to give his mercy and to enjoy and also take him in his blissful pastime. So the Lord is saying, I do not want to adjourn my opulences and to be happy without my devotees. That's why he put our constitutional position ever activated. Even if it's covered, it's always present. There is always a way for us to be absolved of from all sin. Otherwise, the Lord is not happy. And that's why he wanted to show his magnificent quality, his most magnificent quality, which is Anugraha Shakti, Ladini Shakti, Chit Shakti, which is love. And the more there is opulence, the less he can interact with love, with sweetness. So, what is the purpose of Radharani, the source of all variegatedness that the Mayavadi cannot understand? The Radharani, his business is to put Krishna in a position that his qualities are even more attractive. That's the purpose of Radharani. When Krishna is with Radharani, he looks even more with them. And because she knows how to relate with love, Krishna can also reply with more love. So he seems even more incredible. So what the Lord did with us, he shared his opulences. He shared his opulences in a way that when he comes, sometimes he cannot be seen as the Lord. That's why Chaitanya is. He shared his opulences. He put so much Shakti in his devotees. And he does not want to hear that he is the Lord. Because why? He wants sweet relationship. And as soon as I say, you are my Lord, and I tell to everyone, the respect and the awe and reverence is downgrading our possibilities of relationship with the Lord. So, Svabhaviki Parasya Shaktir Vivideva. Parasya Shaktir Vivideva. Svabhaviki Gyana Bala Kriyacha. This is Jveta Jvatar 6:8. Prabhupada used to quote this verse. Natasya Karyam Karanam Chavidyate. You know? The Lord has nothing to do, even if he's the cause of everything. Why he has nothing to do? Because Parasya Shaktir Vivideva. Because his energy, whose source of all variegatedness, is acting for himself. And like this, the Lord can express more sweetness with all variegatedness in his relationship. So, it was the last point. And if you have question, you can go. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Very nice class.
Very
you were mentioning that Mayavadis, there's no heart, they don't feel any rasa, it's very dry. At the same time, when Mahaprabhu came into Jagannath temple, then he was displaying the Sudipta Bhavas, Ashtasattvika Bhavas. Yes. And although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was what we can say, hardcore Mayavadi,
yes,
he was already appreciating, yes, the Sattvika Bhavas.
Yes. Yes.
So that's quite interesting, because that means although he's a Mayavadi, he can still appreciate ecstatic symptom. Yes. But then I was thinking, when Mahaprabhu went to Varanasi and Prakashananda Saraswati saw Mahaprabhu's ecstatic symptoms, he criticized. He said, this is bhavuka, it's sentimental, it's just emotional. So I guess my question is, what kind of Mayavadi was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? Because it seems Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya as a Mayavadi and Prakashananda Saraswati as a Mayavadi were different. There was something different, yes, about them.
Yes.
Could you say anything on that?
My understanding is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has a relationship already with devotees. And it says in the verse 112 that he was regularly discussing with Gopinathacharya Buddha the devotional service. So even though he was a Mayavadi, he was debating on those points. He was not rejecting them. So because of the association of Gopinathacharya, he has already acquired some benefit of that. Prakashananda Sarasvati was surrounded by many sannyasis, and he has not so much relationship in Varanasi with devotees, because only devotees was Kashimishra and Chandrasekhar. So they were only themselves there, surrounded by Mayavadis, and Prakashananda did not have so much relationship. He was not getting the Nitya Sukriti, the Bhakshan Mukhi. The Bhaktivinoda says there is three kinds of Sukriti. Bhogon Mukhi, which is Bhoga, material attractiveness. Mokshan Mukhi, I want to get liberated. But there is also Bhakshan Mukhi, when I hear from a devotee. And he heard Gopinathacharya, so Abhoma Bhattacharya. So he was able to get something in his heart. And of course, there is always the pastime of the Lord who are acting in such a way that it's causeless. So we have to understand that Krishna is so great that even if there is no reason to save you, he will save you. Just like that, causeless mercy. We should sometimes not try to understand if it's really, because it's achintya. That means even if it's inconceivable, some people will not be able to be saved, but they are. Because why? Causeless mercy. The Lord can act also like that. It's a simple answer, but it's also from that. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, very nice class, you know. And but actually, Krishna, I don't know, it's where he talks, they talk in the Bhagavatam about where he's left them, and his the qualities that they experienced when Krishna was on the planet, they're missing, they're in absence of them. And but also in that particular purport, or several it was about four verses, that he expresses that Krishna also feels incomplete without his without devotees. So it's very nice. So Krishna's got his own selfish reasons, isn't he? And it's very sweet. He's incomplete without his devotees. That he feels that he misses them too. So it's as you say, it's sort of like inconceivable in a way, but it's a very wonderful sweetness that if we can just harness on that, that actually we are mutually needful. We're his part and parcels of this bliss, whether it be on the receiving end or on the giving end or whatever. Somehow, if we give, we get, but if we don't get, that we still get. That's Krishna's sort of strange mercy. It's like, but it's very nice. There's so much in it, you know. That's why it's all ever fresh, ever new, isn't it? You know, I used to clean toilets for years, and it seemed ever fresh, ever new, because you never knew what was going to happen, who was going to come in. I remember there was a little boy, he came here to train as a devotee, and one day there was this lady, she was very lusty, and came in the toilets and started to make advances to him. And he was bewildered, he didn't know what to do. And you never know what's going to happen in your service. So I said, well, don't worry about it. No, we won't put you in doing the ladies anymore, you know. But he was very compromised, and it's very embarrassed. And he's a wonderful devotee now. He looks after the deaf and translates for them, actually. Mm. Very, very wonderful devotee. Mm. I'm trying to think of his name. But anyway, he's a great preacher in his own right with deaf people. But, you know, since that experience, I always remember his innocence and sweetness at that time. Mm. But, you know, how he developed in Krishna consciousness. And somehow, well, the Krishna has always protected him, but in protecting him, he's been able to give back. He's a wonderful devotee now. So, mm. But he lives outside. Mm. You know. But yeah, so all sorts of things happen in toilet service. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. One more question.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, thank you for the very nice class. I just wanted to ask, you were mentioning this pastime when Lord Buddha, he came because he was cursed by the wives of the demigods. Where can we read more about this pastime?
Where?
Yeah, where in the scriptures can we read?
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it's described. If you go on Vedabase and you try to, the keyword Buddha, you will find him. You will find this, it's mentioned. I don't know where it does got from precisely, where this pastime, but it says by Rupa Goswami, so I take it as granted. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Gaura Bhaktavirinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Haribol.